is a case that has attracted global attention. 10 people are on trial in Paris, accused of cyberbullying the French president's wife. They allegedly made malicious comments online, spreading claims that Brigitte Macron is a man. Ms. Macron did not show up at the two-day trial in Paris, but the First Lady's daughter has told the court her mother now suffers from deep anxiety because of the false claims. Here was one of the defendants speaking outside the court.
It was satire, particularly on my account. The novels were novels. It was imaginary, you know. That's the definition of novels.
It's one of the defendants there. Well, Adam Sage is Paris correspondent and contributor to The Times UK. How much attention is this case getting in France?
It's getting a lot of attention, really, because the Macrons have the President Macron and Brigitte's wife have brought a criminal proceedings, three sets of criminal proceedings now. One was a libel action at two of the people who were spreading these rumours. The other is an action in the US against a US influencer, Candace Owens, who's been spreading them massively. And then they brought this lawsuit for cyberbullying, as you've been saying, against 10 people who contributed to spreading the rumours that Brigitte Macron. The rumour is really that Brigitte Macron is A, man, and B, a paedophile. That's what they're saying. And these 10 people are alleged to have spread those rumours through social media posts.
We heard one of the defendants then saying that this was all satire. Was it really?
Well, their defence is that they are being picked upon because Brigitte Macron is a prominent figure, the French president's wife, that they were in a great long French tradition of satirising the country's leaders, going back to the Ancien Régime and before the revolution, when there were satires of the French kings. They say that it is essentially their freedom of speech that is being attacked. Was it satire? I think that if you talk to Brigitte Macron, her supporters, her lawyers, they'll say that this is base conspiracy theories of a very low and odious type. There's no tangible evidence whatsoever, as you can imagine, to suggest that Brigitte Macron is a man. And yet a load of people in France and indeed around the world are following these conspiracy theories that suggest that she is part of some kind of global paedophile network, born a man, in a way masquerading as a woman, and preying on President Macron. It sounds perhaps madness to say it like that, but there are, an awful lot of people in France who seem to believe it, and an awful lot more around the world. And these claims have been viewed hundreds of millions of times in all.
Adam, how did all of this spread globally, and what was the role of conservative American commentator Candace Owens?
Well, she picked it up. It had been going around French. It started really on the very fringes of the French internet in 2021 when a self professed medium published a 4-hour video on YouTube going through these claims. At those stages, it was pretty low level on the internet amongst French conspiracy theorists, but it was picked up by Candace Owens, the US influencer, who has had enormous success in her terms, in terms of how often it's been seen by peddling these theories, and who's come up with a series of podcasts called Becoming Brigitte, about the idea that Brigitte Macron is really a man. It's a very, very, very strange idea, but it's one that has earned enormous publicity for Candace Owens. Has been viewed enormously amount of times, as I've said, and she's really the person who's turned it from a French conspiracy theory into a global conspiracy theory.